Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to another episode of It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
And we're back here with a fresh show. We got a great guest. I'm really, really excited about bringing him on. How it happened was we was on Facebook. Nizzy Nay, I think you was the one that came across him. And we were looking to do interviews and discussions with models and singers and things of that nature, actors, all of that. And we stumbled across this guy's Facebook. And we talked to him and we listened to some of his music. And when I heard some of his music, I was just like, wow. Like, I was like, is this his music or is, like, this, like, somebody, a mainstream artist's music that's, like, being played, like, you know, that he just, like, posting their music. Like, I had to, like, it was crazy. I just couldn't believe how, like, good the music was from an up-and-coming artist, somebody who isn't major yet. And it was crazy. And then, you know, we had a conversation with him. He agreed to it, and the rest is history. But, you know, it's definitely an honor and a pleasure to have him on the show, our special guest. He goes by the name of JB. He is the man of the hour, and he is an up-and-coming star. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that he has every potential, especially vocally, to be a star. So it's a pleasure to welcome on to the show, JB. JB, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I appreciate the way you brought me in, man. Much gratitude.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's really the way it went down.
Yeah. Wow. Made me feel real privileged, you know?
Let's let the people know where you're from.
Well, I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. But I live in Minneapolis, the south side of Minneapolis. And that's what I represent, the south side of Minneapolis, Midwest.
Yes, sir. Midwest is in the building.
Most definitely.
Let them know, hey, the Midwest got talent out there, man. Let them know.
Oh, yeah, we do. There's a lot of talent out here. But, you know, I think that Minnesota as a whole, it's really slept on, man. It's they overlook us up here, you know. I don't really know why, you know. I'm not going to, you know, try and figure it out. All I know is I'm trying to grind real hard to, you know, get my music and my sound out there, you know. I got some of that R&B, like 90s slash today, you know. No auto-tune, no melodyne, just straight vocals. Real meaningful music that'll get you in your heart. Some music might make you laugh, you know, and I most definitely got the kind of music that you want to lay down and make a baby to, you know. Most definitely, yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, JB, yeah. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was, like, around 3 years old, you know. Mom was in the gospel choir. I was always shy to sing, so I didn't really participate in that. But my whole family sings. My sisters, you know, Fabra and Bola, you know, they just sing around the house, you know. But I'm like the only one in my family who is actually really trying to do it. Besides my son, Jason Jr., you know, he's a singer too. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
And what's your motivation?
As far as what music?
Yeah.
My motivation is, and you know, if this is no disrespect to nobody whatsoever, you know, like the music I hear on the radio and like see on TV, you know, I understand that times change and stuff like that, and I do respect that, but like my motivation, along with TDT, you know, Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank, they're trying to bring that real R&B back, you know.
Yes.
that R&B that was real, real meaningful. And see, this stuff today, no offense to anyone that's listening, because that's not my intentions, this isn't R&B, this is like pop. You know, R&B done got really watered down, and, you know, I have some of that real R&B. At least I feel that way, you know. And that's my motivation. I'm trying to, because R&B sales right now was real low, man. You know, must love the gangster rap, must love the anybody doing their thing. But, you know, R&B sales is at their lowest of, like, all time right now, and it's just kind of crazy, you know. And I think it's because all the R&B singers, they're like R&B singers 1 minute, but, like, pop the next minute, which shows versatility. But I want to have that real R&B, you know. That's what I miss, you know, Jodeci, Silk, Drew
Soul.
Hill.
I don't know.
You know,
Soul.
Man, all them 90s groups, man, you know, all them 90s groups.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where it's at. I gotta give you a Nature Boy on that. I gotta give you a Nature Boy for that one, man. Real talk.
Right,
and
yeah.
Name your top five R&B singers of all time. Your own personal top five R&B singers of all time.
Ooh, that's hard, but I'm gonna try. Groups are just solo artists.
We can go with solo. Since you're a solo artist, let's go solo artist.
Mine would have to be Joe. There's a dude who isn't really, really known, but he got a buzz, and this is a guy who I really look up to, and his name is Metrone. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, but his name is Metrone. He's really slept on, and, like, a lot of people don't know about him, but, man, all of his CDs are really nice. So I would say Joe, Metrone, Aaron Hall, Key Sweat, Weathery Biggs, I don't care, that's a bad boy. let me see who else. I can't think of any other solo, but I'm gonna have to go with the group for this last one, and that would be Jodeci, man. That's
my boys, man.
Jodeci in H-Town. And my CD, people will hear, like, touches of all of that, and it's not like I'm trying to be like them. It's just that, you know, that's my era, and like, I write, like, the way that they sing. So there's some similarities on this CD, you know.
Exactly. Hey, look, if you're anything like Jodeci, I mean, even writing format, whatever, man, it's dope. I know it's going to be dope because that's one of my favorite groups of all time. So, you know what? Hey, look, we got a bunch of songs. We got a lot of time. We got a bunch of songs to play. We got a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get to this first song and let the people know what this first song is. Go ahead and introduce this first song.
Okay. This song right here is called She's the Reason. And I wrote this song basically, like, I have, like some sex songs in my CD, you know, like a decent amount of sex songs. And people were liking them, but they were like, well, you know, that's all that you really, really sing about. You know, there's more to JB besides sex and, you know, licking you down and things like that. So, you know, I took heed to that, and I'm like, yeah, that's true. There is way, way much more. So I wrote about a true story that happened in my life, and it's just basically about how, like, the way I be scared of love and relationships, you know. I'm kind of scared to, like, give my all, you know, due to what happened to me in the past by one person. So now it's like everybody who I, you know, dealt with after her, I have my guards up. And this song right here explains the reason why, you know, it just, yeah. So it ties into that, you know, it just ties into it. So I wrote a song about that.
That's what's up, man. Can't wait to let the people hear it, man. JB
right.
is in the building. This is a bad boy right here. We about to get into this first song. She's the Reason. It's JB, y'all. It's Real Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Before, maybe a time or two, I know that have to do nothing much with you. I can't seem to get this thing up off of my mind. That everyone ain't the same, and one day love I'll find. But every time she touches me, I move away. Cause I think eventually she'll hurt me one day. I'm running out of time, you see, and I don't wanna be lonely. She's the reason why I can't get close to you. She's the reason I stop myself from falling for you. See, I'm afraid to get my heart. I think it's tearing all apart. You say to me, girl, JB, what can I do to make you feel secure and that your love is true? Girl, it's not just you with insecurity, cause what was done in my past is always haunting me. But every time she touches me, I move away. Cause I think eventually she'll hurt me.
To you not, the song started playing again. I think the switchboard wanted to hear the song again. I had to stop it from playing again. I had to stop this. It never happened on the show before. It literally started playing again. I had to hit stop. That's why you heard the beat playing again. But that's crazy, man. That was sick.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about. This is, I wanted the people to not take my word for it, but hear it. Actually, hear the lyrics. Hear the vocal ability, like that's crazy, man.
I gotta say something real quick, and that high note at the end, 100% seriously, no BS. That was me. That was no autotune. That was no Melodyne. Actually, man, inside the studio, man, it took me like three tries because, see, man, I hit high notes but I was challenging myself that time. And, like, I do that in person at shows and get standing ovations, you know.
That's what's up, man.
So, like, everything that you hear, like the high notes and stuff like that in these songs, the only thing that's in my voice is echo and, like, reverb and a nice microphone, you know.
Right. It's pure natural. Like, if a person go to your show, they're going to hear the same song that they heard on the CD. They're not going to hear two different singers.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, like a lot of people have been like, you know, wanting me like to do shows and stuff lately. You know, I've been getting like a little buzz up here in Minnesota. It's not how like I want to, but you know, it's at the point now to where, you know, I can go somewhere and they'd be like, oh, okay, man, I saw your video. Don't you have a video with you and a girl pushing a girl by a swing? I'm like, yeah, when that's me, you know, I feel like a little celebrity, be smile like a big ass Kool-Aid smile, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, it makes me feel good, man, you know. It feels good to be recognized for something good, man, you know.
Right, and for your hard work to be actually, like, paying off and getting recognition, that does
mm-hmm.
mean something.
Yes, it does.
No doubt, man. Speaking of your performances, tell us about your performances. Like, tell us about some of your most memorable performances.
Back when I was 17, there was a school talent show, and I came in first place at the school talent show, and, you know, all the girls liked me. and man, I pretty much had a choice, so, you know, which girl I wanted to. So, man, I was loving the attention, you know. And, like, I sung at this place, it was called the Soul Liberation, it was a festival at a church that they do once a year. And, you know, it seemed like since then, you know, I've been in talent shows and shows. I've sung at places like the Fine Line Cafe that's up here in Minnesota, the Blue Nile, the Terminal Champions, Arnella's. Let me see what else I've been. Saturday night, I opened up for Vert Simmons at the venue downtown Minneapolis. Y'all know who Vert Simmons is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it's dude that sings She's My Boo Thing. Every time I ask somebody that, they don't be knowing it until I say the song. You know, it's the song with him and
That song do sound familiar, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Like, me, myself, even though I do this talk radio thing, I really don't listen to the radio. So because you can't, hey, look, when I say I don't know somebody, that's likely to happen because I don't even listen to, like, what's going on really in the music, especially in hip-hop. R&B, I love R&B. I just don't necessarily keep up with it. But me not knowing doesn't mean nothing because I don't even keep up. I don't even know what songs are being played on the radio right now. So,
and me too. I mean, I might watch MTV, you know, but man, rap is popping, man. That's what's really popping, man. The rap that's popping. I'll be glad when R&B can really get back to where it was, man. We just had so much. We had so much to choose from. It was just so many groups in the 90s. It was so many groups to where they all were starting to like kind of like somewhat sound alike. But, man, I miss that real R&B. And I'm going to try my hardest to keep it alive, you know.
I respect that, man. I miss it, too. I'm not even going to lie to you. I do.
You don't even listen to it.
No, I love R&B. Just because I don't keep up with what songs are coming out right now. Because like you were saying, like it's more hip-hop songs. Like the hip-hop song, it's a difference between, am I right, JB? It's a difference between the hip-hop song and the R&B song. The hip-hop songs are the ones making the money right now.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, they're the ones getting spins. Because people, I don't know, it's something about the hip-hop fast-paced tempo that people want to dance to in the club. That's all people worried about right now. But, you know, that R&B is where it's at, that real classic R&B, really demonstrating great vocal ability. That's what it's all about.
And I heard that labels were looking for that kind of music again. I mean, that's what I heard. It's this guy I know from Atlanta, you know, be going back and forth from here to Atlanta, and he has produced people like Case and even Neo, you know. And he was basically saying that, you know, that A&Rs and people at the record companies are looking for that R&B again. I'm like, well, dang, man. I mean, you know, when I'm one, you know, I can write that all day, you know. I do have a strong point, though. Like, sometimes, man, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to write a club song because that's not how I really feel. But, you know, not to be nasty, but I can write that freaky shit all day. I'm a R&B beast with that pen. That sex music.
Yeah.
I got that. I got that. But there's some fast songs I do have, and I have a nice little club song I just recorded. But that's so funny. It's real. I can write what I really feel. The sex song, like licking you up and stuff like that. That's my era, like the Silks and stuff, and that's why, man, I'm really, really good at that. But, you know, I'm broadening my horizons as far as that goes because it's bigger than just that, you know.
Yes, sir.
So, JB, so have you ever got a phone number or got any attention from a female just by singing to her?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about one of your most memorable stories when that happened.
Whoa. Okay, well, they're just bar down the street from my house, and you know, it's called Champions. You know, it's a sports bar on Monday and Tuesday, but like on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays, it's like a club, and it's karaoke up there. And they allow me to do my own music up there, and it'd be packed, you know. And and, you know, I don't had some females up out of there, you know, just choosing. Actually, the girl I'm with now, she's from there, you know. but actually, me and her are in a relationship, you know, and I have a 14-month-old daughter by her.
Right,
so, yeah.
That's what's up.
But
congratulations,
yeah, but but my voice son got me. I ain't gonna lie. I done got my share, you know. Oh, I just heard you singing about licking me up and down, girl. You know all that kind of stuff, you know. So yeah. I'm talking too damn much. She's listening too, but she knows already. You know.
Hey, it's all about support, man. It's all about support. She, I'm sure she understands the type of talent that her man is working with, and I'm sure she's backing you 100. And she got you because you are the key to getting y'all to that next level, to getting y'all to that $1.5 million house with 6 cars in a garage. You
yeah.
have the ability to get that done because you sound better than a lot of singers that are out right now that made it, in my opinion.
And, that's
and I'm
the
person
hear
that spends
too,
time
man.
In the studio. Like, I got a trained ear for music, so trust me, I know a good singer when I hear one.
Right, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Like, there's some more R&B singers up here. I ain't going to talk bad on them. And they're cool. Really, it's not really, but like a handful of R&B singers up here in Minnesota. It literally, like about 10 of us who are really, like, doing something. And, like, at first, there was, like, some, like, little sideways things. I mean, I just kind of felt like maybe they felt like, oh, well, you know, it's this new cat on the scene, and, you know, he's doing his thing, you know. I mean, I'm hearing things that, you know, I heard in a while, and I'm hearing things with his voice and vocal skills. So I think that people somewhat maybe had got, like, a little bit somewhat intimidated and then started trying to treat me like I was their rival. And, you know, at the same time, man, I'm trying to work together, man. I ain't trying to get on here and sound better than nobody, man. I'm just going for mine, man. That's all it is. I'm trying to collaborate with rappers, singers, anybody who is serious about music. I ain't trying to still be sitting here in Minnesota talking about I'm the best and all this stuff. Yeah. That's what be going on up here, though. But, you know, much love to everybody in Minnesota, though, who is listening. But, you know, that's what be going on. Up here, though, honestly, I'm not trying to talk down on my city, but you're going to get the realness from me. There's not really no support. We don't really support each other. It clicks. It's clicking up here. It's clicking. Well, you know, do they like this, you know? Oh, boy, ain't with this crew over here, so, you know, that's that. instead of all of us coming together making some noise, because, man, there's some cold rappers up here, and there's some cool singers up here, you know, but we're getting looked over, you know. Yeah. But I'm going to go get mine. I'm going to go get mine. I ain't really looking for a handout. I'm going to go get mine. And if I don't get signed or whatever, guess what? I'm just happy being alive and being a good father and being a sober, independent man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I feel.
Started. You know what? I got to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got to do it. My co-host, Nissy Nate, hates when I do that, but I had to do it, man, because that was real right there. It don't get no realer than that, man. And this is It's Real Talk Radio, so we appreciate when people keep it real. It's like a shot. It's like an automatic shout-out to us when they keep it real, you know?
Right.
Right, right.
So have you ever written or would you ever write a love song for a significant other?
Actually, I have. My CD is called True Stories, and it's on iTunes. It's called True Stories because every single song on there is a true story. You know, so yeah, there's things about me being hurt and things about how, like, you know, I was feeling. Well, this song is coming up, though, you know, in a little while. But, you know, there's some songs. I'll give you some background about them before you even play them. I don't want to, you know, jump the gun too quick. But yes, everything I write about, somebody influenced it.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know what? We got so much music. You blessed us with a lot of music today. Let's go on and get on with this next song, man. We gotta let the people hear it. You know, they hear us talking. They need to hear this music. Much, man. We got to share it with them, man. Let them know when
right.
The next joint coming up.
Right, man. I'm just following you, man. We can play it whenever, man. You know, I'm just following you, man. I'm just blessed to be on the show. This song, I recorded this song last week. It's called Let Me Lay You Down. I was playing around one day, and I was just singing in falsetto, and a friend of mine said, hey, man, you know what, man? I think you would sound cool singing the whole song in falsetto. And, man, I had never thought about doing the whole song in falsetto. So, you know, I took him up on that little offer, and I did that. You know, it's called Let Me Lay You Down, and I'm singing in falsetto. You know, some people think it's Maxwell or like Robin Thicke or something like that, you know, but it's me. And I ain't alive, but I killed this. I did. I ain't gonna do it. No, I killed it, man. I did. It's called Let Me Lay You Down. Here it is, y'all.
All right, let's get it.
Shawty, come here. Let me lay your body down. I know you're gonna like it. Trust me. Finally all alone.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
That is really good, yeah, man. Nizzy, how you feel about that track?
Of course, I love it, and especially when it kind of reminds me of like how Boys to Men. You got that deep tone talking. I was like, oh.
Hey, Nizzy Day,
would you get down to that track?
Oh, yeah. It makes
Hey, look. Hey, you got the female's approval, man.
Yeah, but I like that. I respect that. Yeah.
You know what, man?
I mean,
that track, you know. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I wouldn't mind if he went on to the next one. I mean, this is a few.
I was just gonna say that. It's going so good right now, man. Be hitting them with these bangers. I was just, it's like you tapped into my mind. That's exactly what I was about to say. Let's give him another one.
That's good, man. Well, y'all, this song right here, I actually have a video on this for YouTube. My YouTube account is Mr. Shy Lake 7. It's just MrShyLake, and then the number 7. It's called Just Say You Want to Go. And I wrote this because me and my girls have, like, some little issues, arguing over some petty stuff. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all can relate, you know. Arguing over, you know, petty things, and then once things were cool again, I was kind of feeling these vibes like she really wanted to just, you know, be alone. So, I ended up leaving the house and went home, you know, to my place, you know. And I wrote this song. It's called Just Say You Want to Go. And really, if you listen to it, y'all can really see what was really going on, you know. You know, that's why I said that, you know, all my songs are based off of an event. Even Let Me Lay You Down. You know, if y'all notice, you know, on the second verse, I said, I'm going down because you look so sweet. I'll take your panties off with just my teeth. You know, sit down there, such a sexy treat. That's real shit. I can't have no sense down there. Anyway, no sense. You got to be a sexy treat. I can't say no sense. No, let me stop. I'm getting out of here. For real, that's the best. No sense. I can't go down. If there's any kind of sense down there, no. No sense. I'll be bald. I want the coochie bald all the way down. No, let me stop. My fault, man. Sometimes, man, the freak just jumps out of me, man, and I can't contain it. But,
you know,
but it's all good. No, but this song right here is called Just Say You Want to Go, man. You know, so check it out. Hope y'all like it.
Let me see if I gotta fight the switchboard again. Let me make sure the switchboard ain't gonna malfunction and go crazy on me again. That was another jam by JB. The boy JB is in the building. That was Just Say You Wanna Go. I mean, the music speaks for itself, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a dope track, man.
That.
Like, you see how quiet it got. We just sitting over here just trying to take it in,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Can y'all relate to that song, though?
I think anybody can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Most people can relate to it.
Man, my inbox on Facebook, because it's on Facebook, too, you know, some Reverb Nation. And people have left me messages like, oh, man, this song made me cry. I mean, men and women, you know, like, man, this is what's going on in my life right now. And when I hear things like that, man, you know, that makes me feel really happy because, you know, I mean, all I'm doing is posting my life. You know, I'm writing about my life and things like that. And to know that others are going through that same thing, you know, makes me feel, you know, I mean, I'm not happy that they're going through it, but that, you know, I can touch somebody's heart by me singing about something that they're going through, you know. I
right.
like that part, you know, yeah.
Right.
I like that, yeah.
That's what it's about, man, making the music that from the heart, from the soul, but also that the people can relate to and feel. You know, that's how you really touch the people, especially when it comes to R&B. People really want to be touched. Like, they want to be like, I remember that. I'm going through that right now. I feel that, man. I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you definitely got the right strategy, man.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I just hope, man. I mean, man, I'm a patient dude as far as like things like this, and you know, it's like this. You know, there is like a lot of good rappers all over the world, a lot of good singers all over the world too. But you know what though? They're not gonna get signed. I mean, there are just some people who are just really, really good. But I mean, it's not in God's plan for them to get signed. You know, I mean. Things like that happen, but you know, man, I'm gonna always keep on trying. You know, getting my little music out there and my sound out there. You know, doing shows. I'm gonna be traveling too this summer too. You know, I think that's a pretty positive thing to be doing too, as far as music. You know, but I'm never gonna stop trying. You know, I'm just glad to be able to make good music. Period. You know.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. Hey, you sounded like you was ready to introduce that next jam. That's what you sounded like
for
a second.
Yeah. This song right here is called Will You Marry Me, you know. It's called Will You Marry Me. And I remember I was talking to a friend. He said, oh, nigga, you're slipping. You're slipping. Will you marry me? No, not you. I said, hey, man. You know, I mean, it's just a song, you know. I mean, I do feel this way, you know. I do love my girl, you know, most definitely, you know, with some things that need to be ironed out. But anyway, I felt like it was a pretty good song. No.
Hey, she's listening, right?
No.
Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble,
no. No. Yeah, no. I mean, because, man, I'm getting up there. And, you know, but I have some children. I got some children, you know.
Right.
I got some children. And, you know, I just feel like it's that time to, like, you know, find that special someone and settle down. But at the same time, excuse me, you know, I'm just not going to just jump all because things may look a certain way, you know, man. I got to know for sure this stuff that I want to do, you know. But anyway, this song is called Will You Marry Me, and I'm also singing in falsetto again on this one. I start feeling my little...
JB, yeah, my fault. I cut you off for a second. Go ahead and say what you were saying. The last part, I cut you off by accident.
Oh,
my fault.
But it's all good, man. This is called Will You Marry Me. I was pretty much done. Thanks, bro. All
right, let's get it.
Something you want.
Another banger. JB is in the building, man.
Yeah.
Will you marry me? That's a nice little, that's like a nice little, you know what I'm saying? If you're thinking
it
about
is,
that with your girl
now.
With your significant other, like that's a good, you know, song to, you know.
It is. I'm going to play that for my man. I'm going to let him listen to that.
Oh, you going to propose.
I'm singing that song at two people's I was getting ready to say funerals. I'm flipping. At two people's
I'm about
weddings.
To say, what? did I miss? Is it a hidden message there that I missed or something?
Every time I say that, I always say funerals. Man, I hope that don't mean nothing. I ain't gonna speak that into existence at all. You know? No. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's definitely another. It's obvious that you write all your own songs, right?
All of them, yep.
Yeah, man, that's dope, man. It's definitely obvious. Your pen game is definitely there. Hey, are you, like, listening to this show online, like, on the computer? Because I can, like, hear the feedback in the background.
Oh, okay.
I hear, like,
yeah,
an echo.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. My bad, man. My bad.
Oh, no, we good. Man, like, it's so much. Like, you know what? We will get into a few more questions because, I mean, it's obvious that you're a dope songwriter and lyricist. Well, not lyricist, but vocalist. I wanted the people to know a little more about you because, I mean, the music going speaks for itself automatically. And we got more bangers for the people to hear, more jams, you know. What do you think is your best song, though? Like, what is your, in your opinion, what do you think is your best song?
I only have 18 songs recorded, so, and it's kind of hard for me to really, you know, that's a really good question. It's hard for me to say, but like at this point, I would like to say that like. One of my more songs that I may play the most, it would have to be between, of course, the new single I just recorded last week, which is Let Me Lay You Down. But it would also be Just Say You Want to Go. You know, that right there really, really, that song really, really has some real meaning to it to me, you know.
Right.
So I would say Just Say You Want to Go. That's what I would say. But then if I scroll down my list and then read all my songs or, like, think of my songs off the top of my head, I might say something else. But I would just say you want to go.
Right. It can't go wrong with that. That's definitely a banger right there. I ain't even going to get into it, man, because I can just go on and on. Name some of the producers you've worked with so far, like maybe your favorite ones or I don't know how many producers you've worked with, but, like, why don't you, add some of them out?
Well, there's a guy up here in Minnesota, and his name is Jay Isaac, and he was a major artist. He had got a deal. He was making a lot of noise up here. And he had a song with Jules Santana. It was called This Is How I Roll. You know, they was playing that everywhere. Anyway, that's the only producer who I've worked with, and that's by choice, because me, I mean, I'm the kind of person, and this might sound funny, I mean, I don't really like to really deal with a whole lot of people, because every time you try and trust somebody on a certain level, or like trust someone to do this, excuse me, it seems like people always do some real, real petty stuff it just seems like people ain't 100. Excuse me.
Yep.
And
that's true.
And there's not really too many people up here who I know of that can really, you know, mix R&B and do R&B like the way R&B should really sound. you know, and like with him, ever since I, you know, made my first song around 4 years ago, I mean, it just been on and popping with him because he's a singer himself, and he is cold. He's one of the dopest up here in Minnesota, out of the handful that we have. But
right.
Yeah, and his name is Jay Isaac, you know, man, and his music speaks for itself. He's really, really crucial with them vocals. Anyway, must love him, with something about him. Anyway, no, but that's the only producer who I work with, you know. I just like
so he made
work.
All
like
of those beats, all those songs we heard so far, he made all of those beats?
Oh, there was like one or two songs that I'm leasing. Yeah, one or two beats that I'm leasing, but like all the rest of them, yeah.
That's dope, man. Shout out to him, man, because he got you sounding real good over there, man. And I know
yeah.
it's all natural too, but I mean, that's mm-hmm. like some. It sounds like it's ready to me. It sounds like it's ready to be submitted to any A&R producer across the nation. You know, like it sounds like it's ready. It sounds professional,
yeah.
like. Great studio,
yeah.
great singing, like, you know.
Yeah, that boy is cold with them. Old boy is cold with his vocals, and he's cold with them tracks, and he mixes and masters all of his own stuff. He's cold. He makes all the beats and stuff like that. Yeah, he's cold.
That's dope, man.
You know.
Do you have any projects or albums out right now?
Yes. My album is called True Stories. It's on iTunes. This is
okay.
True Stories, JB.
I'm getting that. I might get that tonight.
Love. I really appreciate it, you know.
Right.
And the feedback I get from people, I just like the feedback I get from people, you know.
Are you working on anything new as far as now?
Yes. Yes, I am. A club song. I got my nephew featuring on it, featuring the song. It's called "I'm Not Leaving This Club Alone."
Hmm.
And my nephew, Shy G, you know, he's a rapper. You know, he's going to kick about 16 bars on the song for me.
That's dope.
And I'm going to record that song in like about 2 days, you know. It's real current, though. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm not gonna lose touch of the real R&B because I do consider myself as having real R&B, you know. But
right. But
I want to upgrade it just enough to make it into today's sound too, without losing touch of me, because I'll be using no auto tune. Yeah, I'm not gonna use auto tune. You know, sound like no robot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I done heard songs that had auto-tune on it. But, see, there's certain levels that you can use of auto-tune. If you use too much where it sound like a robot, I don't like that. I don't like that. I think niggas be cheating as they do that.
I would have to agree. It's like, can you sing? Like, why is every song auto-tune? Like, can you really sing or not? Like, what you going to do when you have a show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
now,
how'd you go into singing auto-tunes live at a show?
I was listening. Right. I know. I was listening to Jagged Edge's CD. I think they dropped one like about a year ago. And there was some auto-tune going on there, but we all know that they can really sing in personal. They can. So,
yes,
you know.
They can. They can really sing. I've actually
right.
Yeah, Jagged Edge can blow.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of my favorite
yeah.
groups. So.
They are? Yeah. They can sing live. They sound like the record in person. But see,
yeah.
I was also told this. I was also told, well, auto-tune is not to make you sing better. It's an effect.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you know, I can agree with that. But, like, if that effect is going to make me sound like a robot and, like, take me from sounding like who I really am, I don't want it. Donnell Jones' new CD, I heard him, you know. I didn't even know it was him, man. Because
wow.
he had a lot of auto-tune. He would sound like a robot. And I was like, dang, is this really him? You know,
yeah.
and then like another song of his, he didn't use that much, and I recognized his voice. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I like when T-Pain do it, but that's because that is T-Pain. Like, without auto-tunes, I don't even know what T-Pain sound like. Like, I think he – I don't know – do y'all know if T-Pain can really sing? Because I don't know. But I like
yeah.
what he does with his auto-tune.
Yes,
but
he can.
But that's it. I mean, I think
I saw
other than
on
that,
YouTube.
People should just do it, sing naturally.
I saw it on YouTube. T-Pain can sing.
He can really sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have never thought he could really sing. I never heard him sing naturally. Like, never.
I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised. It was in concert, and he had his microphone, but it was no auto-tune on it. And, you know, dude was singing cool, and he had his vibratos down. I'm like, oh, okay. So then he shook the world, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Roger Troutman could really sing, you know, and that's what he made that whole sound popular, you know. Roger Troutman was the one who Herbie Hancock even used the talk box. But Roger took off with it. You know, Roger's the one that really took off with it. Y'all remember Herbie Hancock?
What's that name again?
Herbie Hancock.
Oh, hey, like I said, man, it's when it comes to me, don't be surprised if I don't know somebody.
I might have some years on y'all too. I don't know y'all's age ranges, but you know, yeah, I'm you know, nah.
I put it like this: in the '90s, I was still in school all the way up to the 2000s. I was still in grade school. So if you wasn't, you probably do got years on me.
Oh, okay, yeah. But shit, I'm grown and sexy, y'all. So nah. Hey, hey. I ain't going to say my age, but, you know, they can look at them pictures that's going around right now, and you know, if I say my age, y'all might not believe me, you know.
Right, and you got to leave something to the imagination. You got to have a lady
right.
saying, I wonder how old he is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You leave, that's a good, I think, you really leave stuff to the imagination. Leave them, have them guessing. They want to know, you know, hey. Come to the concert, man, and maybe if they're lucky enough to get a backstage pass, they can ask you in person. You know, hey, that's how I see it. Marketing strategy.
Right. But just know, ladies, everything gets up just fine. I'm everything works just fine. I ain't lacking on nothing. So, yeah, everything works just fine.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. This is funny, man. On that note, we're gonna go ahead and get into this next track, man. Let them know about this next track. Let them know what this next song about, man.
I just seen She's the Reason on here twice, so we can just scroll on down to Superman. Another bedroom banger. A lot of people really, really like this song. I'm just using, like, metaphors about Superman, you know, cliches and things like that. It's a bedroom banger, you know. I'm pretty sure you guys will like it. It's a little bit more current sounding beat, you know. So check it out. It's called Superman.
All right, Superman. JB in the building, y'all.
Right.
Superman by JB. JB is in the building. JB, that was another dope track, man.
Thanks.
Like, what really, when you was writing that song, what really, like, what was your thought process there when you was writing that?
I was trying to think of some kind of concept to where, like, I could throw, like, some metaphors in and, like, you know, I was just trying to be creative, you know what I'm saying? And my guy had played the beat for me, and the first thing I came up with was look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. But I was just playing, though. And I said, oh, man, that sounded cold how I said that. And then in the rest, it just fell into place. If you listen to the song, I said, faster than a speeding bullet, I'm going to get you right. You know how they be saying that. Faster than a speeding bullet, it's Superman. You know, I was just using
right
for it and just trying to incorporate, you know, certain things that has to do with Superman into a bedroom song. And, man, them girls like this song, man. They like all my freaky stuff. They like the whole CD.
Yeah,
you know
them ladies, man. They like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're right, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But, you know, I didn't want to just be just, you know, writing all sex songs. I do have a lot of sex songs, though I do. But, you know, I'm getting up out of that. You know, I mean, I was having a hard time writing about other things I've been through in my life, and I've been through a lot to where I can incorporate some more things in my life, you know, into a song and still make it a meaningful song or two, you know. And I'm in the process of doing all that stuff right now. Well, I have been doing it. Yeah.
Right. I can't wait to hear some of the that new stuff you got coming out. And I was wondering, do you want to make it to the mainstream? Like, is that, like, a goal of yours, like, to be on a mainstream level? Like, to be actually signed to an actual label?
Yes, it really is. I don't really want a record contract. I'd rather have a distribution deal. you know.
Right.
It's different, you know. I was just reading up on the, you know, on the music history, you know, music biz and stuff like that. And basically, I mean, it's almost like the dope game a little bit. You know, they front you these things, and, you know, like, if you don't sell enough records to, like, recoup that money, you know, you're stuck in the hole, you know, on the label and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to be like that, you know. But if I can get distribution through somebody, you know, help me get my stuff, like, in, you know, more stores and, you know, marketing and like, promotion and stuff like that, you know, I would like that. No.
Right, exactly. Because one of the things about being signed to an actual label, signing that label deal, is creative control. You're not guaranteed to have that creative control, all depending on how the contract is drawn up. And, like, in that situation, right, let's say somebody offers you a number that you can't refuse and you do end up being signed to a label. How would you feel about not having full creative control of your music, of what you can put out, especially when your album comes out? Like, to not be able to say, these are the songs. Somebody else is saying, no, you're putting this song, not that song, this song.
You know what, me? I wouldn't like that at all. I hate being controlled. I do not like that. You know, I like doing what I want to do when I want to do it, you know? So, no, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't. But, like, if there's some money, I don't know. Sometimes you have to humble yourself and maybe might do some things that you might not have done before. I mean, I like to be in control of, like, everything. You know, my whole life situation, I'm in control. I control things around me too. Just you know, I'm not, you know, I ain't gonna go all into it, but you know, I'm a control person. That's me, but it's not a bad control, you know.
Right.
I was just thinking about something. I don't really want to go there. But I kind of
do.
It's
all good,
kinda,
hey, so, man. It's just show,
yeah.
It's just show.
Right. No, I mean, well, I just said it. I just like to be in control. That's
right. Hey, look, just long as I don't want you. I just don't want you to get in trouble with your lady. You know, because you know,
oh,
I don't want you.
I mean,
you know,
I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, but see, but my girl knows how I am, and I'm. How do I say this? That was actually what I was talking about. I mean, I'm the man, even though she has her own place and I have my own place, I'm still the man. I'm still the man of the household still, you know. I'm going to leave it at that, you know. That's my girl, you know. I love her a lot, you know. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, pretty much I'm the man, you know.
Hey, look.
Y'all
right,
ain't got
you
quiet.
Sure, hey, look. You sure, Yergo?
Yeah.
When the night come, and you're like, hey, baby, come in. She's like, nah, you the man. You all right. You good. Nah, you the man. You the man, right?
Oh, nah. Oh, nah. As soon as I get off the phone,
hey,
nah.
You know.
Nah, because as soon as I see her, and y'all people like, I heard you. I heard you about you the man. I'll be like, yeah. You heard me. I mean, but you know, it's not nothing bad, though, man. I mean, I just... I'm not going to get into that.
I'm just messing with you,
yeah.
Man. It's all good, man. You
I
sound like you. Everything is
because she's a woman. Yeah.
But it sounds like everything is in order. You know, it sounds like y'all got a good thing, good, healthy relationship. I understand it going on. That's great.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, I just feel like a woman, if it's... A woman, she is to be trusted. I do believe that. At the end of the day, I still feel like a woman is a man's backbone.
Right.
This Saturday. See, you was going to take me somewhere.
Hey, you kind of going in and out right now. You're going in and out right now.
You'll be fine, you know. some things can be fine too. You know, working on that. At the end of the day, pretty much, I mean, a situation can be talked about, and I hear her side, and then she'll hear my side. But me, sometimes, man, I'm kind of stuck in my ways a little bit, and man, I be wanting my way. That's the bottom line, and, you know.
I think a lot of us men struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. I think a lot of us men struggle with that. Females want their way, too, but men are kind of a different type of way. Like, a man wants to kind of feel like, all right, if I'm the man and I say this what it is, then, you know, that's what it is. I'm a man. I wear the pants. Respect it, you know. And women just kind of want to have the last word in general. They just want to be the last one to talk. Even if it's to say, okay, they just have to be the last one to say something. They have to end the conversation.
Right.
Okay. Enough of
getting
up on the women. Okay.
No.
Enough of that.
Enough. That's what we're just saying enough. Some real stuff right
enough.
Now. We're just saying some real stuff, you know.
Enough.
It's all good.
Enough. Enough of that.
It's all good. But man, y'all so important, though, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm so glad that God made a woman, and man, I feel like this, man. Like when God made a woman, He knew just what to do. I mean, I'm talking about everything from her body, from her breast
right.
to her butt. I mean, women can do things not even trying to be sexy. Like a girl can sit on the couch and eat food and just have her legs crossed, and this way she puts the spoon to her mouth, not trying to be sexy or sexy. You know, so. You know, I love women, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love to y'all. Y'all is the shit. You know, we wouldn't be there.
That's
I want
right.
my cool points
yeah.
back.
Did
I get
them?
No.
Did you get his cool points back, Nizzy Day?
I meant that, though, you know.
That's real talk right there.
Have you ever ghostwrite for any other artist? Have you ever ghostwrited before?
Oh, no. No, I never ghostwrited before.
Well, would you?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that.
I ain't with that. Because I write, too. I don't write music, but I write. And people have asked me, but I ain't going to do that. I don't like that.
You don't want nobody to
get
your sign, huh?
I wouldn't mind doing that, though. If she, just to hear somebody else sing something I wrote. And see, this is the thing, too. Like, most people is just singing, you know, because they want to get money. And you know, it's just all about the money and this and this. And me, honestly, before the money and stuff like that, man, I would be saying, for the love of it, man, I just love R&B music. I love music. I mean, I like classic rock. I mean, I listen to country here and there, you know, but, you know, I just love music. So, man, I it's all about the love of music for me, you know.
Me too.
Man, I hear that, man.
People think I'm crazy because I listen to all kinds, country, rock. I listen to it all.
Heavy metal. You listen to heavy metal, Nizzy Nay?
Well, I can't lie. I have before.
Yeah, you seem like one of them type chicks that would listen to heavy metal. You sound like one of them types.
Yes. But I've never played the heavy metal. I mean, like, the most I got was, like, classic rock. Like Phil Collins and the Eagles and, you know, like the Doobie Brothers and Ambrose, you know, that's all them white bands from the 70s that had soul, you know. You didn't
right.
know they was white until you saw them singing live on TV or something like that, you know.
Right.
What's that dude's name? They used to call him the Blue-Eyed Soul Brother. Michael McDonald, the one that sings On My Own with Patti LaBelle.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hope I ain't jumping over y'all. Yes, yeah, I'm older than y'all. So, yeah. But, you know, it was a hit in the 80s, you know. On my
Right, it's all good, man. Our parents used to play records from back in that day.
Yeah.
We was little kids running around, so, you know, we're down with some of the stuff that was before our time. And I, you know what? I think that your music has that potential to be one of those songs that people were playing when their kids were like, oh, I grew up listening to JB. Yeah, he might be before my time, but I remember, I was used to jam to that, you know? I think your music got that potential to be classic, to be, you know, to be remembered for generations to come, man. And I can't say that about everybody, but I can honestly say that about you, man. Definitely.
Why, though? Why do you say that about me?
Because, I mean, the vocal ability, the songwriting, the way, when I'm listening to it, I'm like, I'm sitting there knocking my head to it. And mind you, I'm not the biggest R&B fan, but I like it. I appreciate it. I'm definitely down with R&B, but I'm not somebody that, oh, this new R&B CD came out, I'm going to go get it. You know, if anything, I like it more when the female's around, because I know they like it. But I still appreciate good vocals, you know. Especially if it's a brother, I can relate to what the brother's saying. You know, if it's a guy singing, I can relate, you know. So, and I feel where you're coming from with your pen game and the vocals is there. Hey, man, like I said, I'm somebody that spends time in the studio, so I know good music when I hear it, man.
Yeah, he can hit them high notes. But you know what? He reminds me of Keith Sweat was like, he would have those sexy songs, and then he would bring out something that was a little bit where it could touch you. Any song that you would pick from his album, and you could relate to it. Whether it would be about sex, or you just going through something in your relationship, or anything like that. That's how Keith Sweat was. So he reminds me of Keith Sweat.
Except for he don't cry or beg as much as Keith Sweat. He don't really cry or beg.
Yeah,
he just get his point across.
He's
not really
Keith,
begging. You know, that's the only difference.
That's what Keith Sweat was about. He was about begging. You know, baby, please, and all this crap. But you know, he was known for it. That's what made him famous.
He was the man. Definitely, I don't take that from him.
Oh yeah, I still listen to Keith Sweat. No doubt.
Yep. I saw him on the BET Awards last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. They was doing the Lifetime Achievement Award for him. Wait. I think that's what it was, Lifetime Achievement Award. Or they gave him some kind of award. You know, people came out singing his songs and stuff like that. And I think that he does deserve it. Because I know a lot of babies was made off his music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's responsible for a lot of people right now. Just a lot of people's existence right now. They can shout out Keith Sweat for that one.
Keith Sweat.
You stupid. You really shout him out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what, though? This ain't the Keith Sweat show, man. This the JB show right now, man. That's what it's all about, man. JB, why don't you introduce this next track, man? We got another banger for him.
Okay, this one right here too. I have a video on YouTube for this too. It's filmed inside my apartment. You know, it's nice quality video. It's called Only If You Want It. And the girl in the video is my girl who I'm with now. In this video, she was 3 months pregnant with my daughter. You can't tell that much, but I like this video and the song because it was all real. You know, it was just all real from the baby mama in the video, you know. Anyway, it's called Only If You Want It. And it's, Only If You Want It by JB.
All right, let's get it.
All right. You wait for my door. I told y'all.
We're bumping my CD. As I gently grab your hand.
another banger, man.
Yes.
That was another banger. Another banger. Only if you want it.
Yeah.
JB.
Wow.
You be killing them high notes at the end. That's how you take them home. You take them home at the end with the little. You know, I can't even imitate it, man. I ain't no singer, man. That's dope how you can do that. A lot of singers can sing, but not everybody can do that. Can hit that high note.
Especially men.
That's true.
A lot of men cannot hit them high notes like that.
Oh, that's easy.
Hey, JB, you about to turn this and they on. I need her to be focused for the show. I don't want her to be all sitting there, you know. I don't want her mind to be somewhere else, you know. I want her to keep her head in the game, you know. So I mean, man, this is great having you on here, man. I mean, great music, man. Great discussion. Just a few more things to discuss, man. And you know, it's definitely been an epic show. Check this out, JB. Finish this sentence for me. My ultimate goal in music is to
get paid and touch people's hearts at the same time.
Don't get no realer than that, hey. Because when I touch people's hearts, but these lights ain't free, you know. This rent ain't free. The kids gotta eat, you know. So hey, you kill those two birds with one stone. Everything is everything.
Right.
I definitely respect that, man. And I can't, you know, we can't let you go. We heard you playing around, hitting the notes from your song, but we got to let you got to give us a verse, like an exclusive, like, whole verse of you just singing, because we was discussing how, you know, you're definitely not a studio singer. So let the people know that's listening right now. Show them that you're not a studio singer and hit something for them, if you would be so kind.
Anything.
Even if it's something that we played already, anything that you know by heart, just give them something. Let them know how real it is with JB. Let them know. It's a real talk radio. Let them know how real it is.
Okay. Here we go. I can sing anything or what? Just my music?
Anything. You can sing anything. You can say any lyrics, anything you want to do.
Okay.
Baby lying on the bed, erotic fantasies going through her head. I jump into my SL6 and gotta make my way to the grieving there quick. I see my lady is a step inside, she's staring at me with those devil eyes. Honey sipping on some Chardonnay, the sex is even better when she's feeling that way. All I want to do right now is love you down. I don't give a damn about it, here's the sound. We'll be in the groove until the sun comes up. Together we'll get lost in silence. Let's make a love scene, steamy and blue. Erotic memories, staring audience of two. And we'll make a love scene, so let the foreplay begin. And replay each moment again and again.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, man. That was good, man.
Yeah.
I heard a lot, but I'm feeling divorced, man. You know, it's been like a lot of changes in the weather going on down there, too, man. And I'm kind of hoarse, but I still pulled that off. You know, I've been trying to get my voice ready, you know.
Yeah, man. I was, Yeah, man, that was dope. I'm sitting over here nodding my head like it's a, like somebody freestyling, rapping or something. I'm over here just jamming, like.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that, yeah. Man.
That's
I appreciate
how
you've been taking time, you know, to even have me on your show, man. You know, and I appreciate that, you know.
We appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's always a pleasure to have talented people come on to the show to give the listeners something worth listening to. You know, if we brought you on here and you couldn't sing, you know, it wouldn't. I don't think we'd get no listens. We wouldn't get no love, like. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a pleasure to have talented people on. That's what it's all about, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Appreciate that. I want to send a shout out to my girl, Miss Kina Boo. You know my daughters, Monty and Meta. I'm sitting there saying, my baby Nene. You know, my children. I got some children out there, man. You know, I'm a baby maker, I'm a baby maker. I'm in all my kids' life, though, all of them, man. I got 8 kids, man. I'm in all their lives, you know what I'm saying? All of them.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
I figured you had a lot of kids, like, when you kept saying that. Yeah. Like, I got kids now. I figured you had a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Hey, Nizzy, they got 13 kids, just so you know.
He does?
Nizzy Nay a baby maker too. Nizzy Nay like, like 24 with 13 kids.
Oh man, that's my wow. I'm gonna give you guys that's bit about my age. But no, but she's 24? Because I got a son 23. Yeah, that's my oldest. Just 23.
And shout out to the kids, shout out to the fam, most definitely from Miss Real Talk Radio. Shout out to the whole fam, the whole JB fam.
Right.
And then even all my kids, I'm gonna tell you something. Even man, all my kids, bro. My 20-year-old son, Jason Lewis, he can sing and write, you know, and dance, you know, and like all my kids can either sing and rap, or just sing, or just rap. Or some can't do neither, but they can play beats, you know, and things like that on the keyboard. So this music gene don't hit my kids, you know. My 14-month-old daughter by Kina Boo, you know, the girl I'm with now, the one who I plan on being with, if she act right, you know. She keep on acting right, yeah, man. She's being good. She's being good, you know what I'm saying? She's being good, so not, you know? And I'm not really a really easy person to get along with either, man, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I love her, man, you know, but she got my back. I got her back, you know? Hey, man, that's the thing, man. Any dudes out here listening, man, let me tell y'all something right now, real quick. I know y'all think y'all got homeboys. And y'all got friends and stuff like that. I'm going to let y'all know something, man. Friends ain't like friends was back in the day, man. They're not. These days, a down-ass female on your team, that's basically all you really need. Because these niggas ain't really shit. Excuse my language. Can I cuss?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Definitely.
Okay, well, you know, I mean that, you know. And watching Jerry Springer and all this stuff really helped me really feel that way, you know, and things I've seen happen. Not to me, but just things I've seen happen, you know what I mean? Let people stay with you and you know, they end up, you know, creeping off with your girl and stuff like that. That's not cool, you know? Really, a down-ass female on your team is really all you need because she'll be there before them so-called homies, you know? And that's all I got to say about that.
True that.
Exactly. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. That down female on your team will definitely change your whole life. It can change your whole attitude, your whole perspective. Like, and you can actually appreciate having a good woman around, and you see the qualities that she provides. It make you a better man, actually. A good woman can make you a better man. That's real rap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, JB, let everybody know how they can contact you, listen to your music, you know, where can they go to listen to anything, download your music, how can they contact you, any info that you want to put out there for the people?
Email address, well, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Yes, they can follow me on Twitter at JB Lake Street, and that's JBLAKESTREET. Y'all can, you know, hit me up on Facebook, you know. I mean, man, you know, I don't care, you know. Send me a friend request. I ain't tripping. You know, it's Jason. You know, last name is Brigham. JASONBRIGHAM. You can view my videos and my live performances on YouTube. You just go inside a little YouTube bar. You type in Mr. Shy Lake 7, and that's MRCHILAKE, and then the number 7. And we even see some, like, you know, homemade videos, you know, some live performances of me on stage at shows, and, like, some professional videos, too, as well. Y'all can also go to my Facebook music page. That's JB Authentic R&B. JAY space bar B period Authentic R&B, which would be Authentic is AUTHENTIC and then R&B. But it's the R, it's not ANDB, it's the R with that little symbol, like a, I don't know what it's called. But it's a symbol that represents and.
Oh, hello? It represents the word and. You talk about your whole shift and you
what's
press
that
seven.
Card?
That little
R&B.
And symbol.
Yeah.
Whole shift and press the seven button. Yeah. The and symbol. I don't know the name of it, but it's pretty much an and symbol.
Me either.
So, yeah.
But like as far as like my personal page, you know, if they go there, I post my music and my Reverb Nation page. I don't know if you guys know what the Reverb Nation is, but you know that's worldwide.
Oh, of course. So I definitely know what Reverb Nation is.
Okay. Well, I'm on Reverb Nation. The only thing that you type in is, you know, ReverbNation.com/, and then it's Lake Street's Finest. You know, that's the street I grew up on. It's called Lake Street up here in Minnesota. It is LAKESTREETS Finest, FINEST. So, Lake Street's Finest on Reverb Nation, and that's where you can hear my music for free, all the stuff I recorded. I also have videos on there, too, as well. I don't have any free downloads right now, but you guys can buy my CD on iTunes. It's just JB. And my CD is called True Stories. And it's going to be a very attractive picture of a young black man like me on the front cover with two stories on there. Yeah. But, man, I hope that y'all enjoyed my music, man. You know, I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, you see what
right
happened,
now,
man? You was talking. Look, right, you was talking, and I accidentally cut you off because I'm all ready to get to the music. I didn't cut you off right to get to the music. You were still talking. You know, we're so amped up about this music. So excited about having such a talented vocalist on the show. You know, I actually had a little blooper and cut you off, you know, right to get to the music, man. So
it's all good. I didn't want to let y'all know. I was almost number one on Reverb Nation, but I keep on getting bounced back up. But I'm number 9 for the whole Minnesota as far as the R&B charts goes. But to me, that's still an accomplishment to me. You know, I love making music. It's not about money for me. You know, I ain't trying to say I'm rich, but, you know, the people that know me, they know I'm cool. You know, my pockets ain't hurting. You know, it's about spreading the love, you know, and sharing my music with y'all. It's not really about the money for me. But, yeah, I do want to get paid, but it's not, you know, all about that. I do it for the love. So, you know, with that being said, this last song is called Can I Be the One? There's also, like, a little visual on YouTube I have of that. And it's just pictures of my girl, Miss Keenan Boo, you know. A little picture thing I put together, you know, a few years back when me and her got together. So, hope y'all enjoy this song, Can I Be the One?
That's what's up, man. JB in the building, man. Shout out to JB for coming on to the show, blessing us with some great music. Matter of fact, I got to do it. Nizzy Nate hates this, but he earned it.
He earned it, man.
Shout out to JB for coming on to the show, sharing some R&B with us. The first male R&B artist that we had on the show, JB.
Oh, I made history.
Yeah, you did. You made history on here on It's Real Talk Radio, man. You definitely did, man. And it's definitely been a pleasure, man. And you got to come back one day, especially if you get a new project out or make any type of major moves. You already know. Come holler at us and we got you. We're going to throw you back on, but no problem. You already know.
Okay, bet. Bet, I like that, man. And I appreciate that. And thank you in advance, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, it's no doubt, man. The pleasure is all ours, man. And so this last joint, Can I Be the One, by JB. We're going blackout with that. Once again, shout out to JB for coming to the show. I'm your host, Tay Real. My co-host, Nizzy Nay. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thinking that maybe someday you can spend some time with me, my lady. I wanna get to know you, girl. I want you inside my world. So just let me know, girl, just let me know. Do you have a man or is he just your friend? We'll exchange phone numbers for now, and here's where we'll begin, my lady. I'm not trying to run no game when you, every word I see is true. Girl, you need to know. Girl, you need to know.
The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you wear your sexy hair. You got my mind all off in a daze, and I can't help but stop and stare. I think about you constantly in my arms the way you should be. Girl, I need.
I try so very hard to express the way I feel. And for this thing to work out, I feel it's best to come real, my lady. I wanna spend some time and hold you by candlelight. Girl, it don't matter how long. Tell me when the time is right.
I wanna be right there.
I wanna be right there. If you need me to kiss away your tears and just chase away your fears.
Can I be the one?
I wanna change your life, the queen.